Well, good afternoon, everyone. Sorry about not getting to you earlier in the week. There just isn't a lot of inspiration behind what's going on in these markets here of late. You've got, and it feels like this is going to continue. It feels like in the near term, corn and beans, potentially even wheat, are going to be supported by the fact that the country elevator system right on up to the processor, domestic processor, needs to trigger some selling at this point. And you guys fully know this. The producer is just not engaged on the sell side of these markets. So we're sitting here in a situation where near term feels like the board needs to do a little work to the upside. It feels like we could get into a situation where the board and the basis have to do some work to the upside and finally secure the bushels that the domestic user needs. Meanwhile, when you look longer term, the fact that the U.S. has struggled at times to export beans, though it's been a little bit better of late, the fact that the U.S. has struggled to sell a lot of corn, though it has been a little bit better of late, and the fact that the U.S. is almost getting blanked on a weekly basis in terms of selling spring wheat or wheat in general indicates that longer term, it's much easier to take more of a bearish look towards these markets. It just feels like day after day, the amount of supply in the U.S. is growing. And it leaves us in a little bit of a tug of war here from the standpoint of what futures want to do and what cash prices want to do, because you're starting to see basis levels either stay firm or improve in a number of areas. And meanwhile, the board hasn't cooperated. When I look at Dease corn or March corn and I look for an upside objective, I'm still kind of in that 685 to 690-ish type level. I do believe that will trigger some additional sales. From a bean standpoint, I'm not entirely sure the bean market won't have to go back to, not entirely sure the bean market on the Jan won't have to go back up into that 1470 to 1480-ish type level. Really, really hard for me to make a case for beans to extend all the way up to the $15 level. I just don't see it, as we don't have any major issue in South America in terms of production at this point. Chinese buying has been just okay. The domestic crusher has been the most active bid and has put out a pretty darn sporty bid more often than not. Eventually, they're going to end up getting their coverage. And eventually, or my concern is, I guess, for those unwilling to sell beans, eventually we're going to get into a situation, and it looks like at this point it's going to be January forward, where the U.S. trading at these values just simply isn't going to be able to compete against Brazil. And probably shortly after that, Argentina on the global market for soybeans. So that's where I continue to come with the idea that I think we have to continue to sell these rallies. And I just, based on what I'm seeing at this point, I don't see a reason to come off that stance. We will continue to watch Brazil's weather. Right now it's favorable with the exception of maybe the southern quarter of the country, and we will continue to watch Argentine weather. The northeastern areas or areas adjacent to where Brazil's dry is also dry, but there is a little bit of a drier profile anticipated for the rest of Argentina. I'm just not sure that this early in their growing campaign they can have a major issue. But we will have to continue to watch that. Other news this week, the Grain Corridor was extended for another 4 months. Couple of different thoughts on this. First, you certainly expect that to take more market share in the global export market for corn and wheat. Right now, the price of Ukrainian corn, figure you're looking at about $266 a met ton, and that compares to the U.S. at roughly $330, $340 a met ton. So global buyers looking for corn can certainly turn to Ukraine. They can put an awful lot of freight on that, and they're still getting it at a severe discount to where the U.S. is. The other thing that has a potential to happen here, simply because the corridor, the only thing you can really count on is the corridor being open for another 4 months, you may get into a situation where the Ukrainian exporter begins to lower their offer so they can get more of their product moved. Of course, a very fluid situation. At any point, I guess this corridor could be closed again based on some type of horrific action in the Black Sea. But at this point, you'd have to anticipate that it stays open, and you'd have to anticipate that it continues to weigh on U.S. values and continues to back product up into the U.S. When I look at the spring wheat ledger, we're having a lot of the similar things that are going on in corn and beans now. If you want to look at the country elevator system needing to buy a little bit of spring wheat, the domestic user, they are starting to put some flour sales on. They are starting to want to secure a little more wheat. And we just have not seen wheat for sale here. So it feels like the spreads will stay firm. It feels like basis probably stays pretty firm right on into February. And then the part that's going to be negative longer term is the fact that we're seeing product back up into the U.S. simply because we do not participate very well in the export market. So again, takes me back to the same thought I had towards wheat and corn. Beans and corn. It just feels like you get a nice strong rally out of this market. It feels like a selling opportunity for me at this point. Southern Plains get a lot of attention. Much of Oklahoma has seen pretty good moisture. Kansas has seen a little bit better moisture. Conditions are not ideal, but they have improved to some extent. And then, of course, you get to we're going to get to a point where that crop goes dormant and maybe doesn't get a whole bunch of attention for a while. Meanwhile, I look around the globe. For the most part, I believe Russian production's in pretty good shape. Ukraine, many, many hurdles there, but from a weather standpoint, they've been okay. And then the EU has also been able to heal up from a moisture standpoint. So you expect that Northern Hemisphere winter wheat crop. The only major issue, I believe, in terms of that crop is in the Southern Plains. And now we're getting estimates out of India that in terms of wheat production and wheat acreage, and canola acreage, you could get into a situation where those two crops combined could see acreage increase by as much as 10 to 15%, which would put India right back on track of growing the second largest wheat crop on the planet, if not the largest, and could bring them into the market as an exporter as well. I don't believe they're ever going to be a huge exporter of wheat, but it could bring them into the export market longer term. By the time you get to, late next summer, India may have something to say about wheat values as well. So I'm going to continue with my same refrain. We'll continue to look at these values and these rallies as opportunities and just kind of let this thing play out as the domestic user searches for coverage. So with that, I hope everyone has a good weekend. Thanks, everybody.